But anyhow, you want to get tired of the weather. Mm-hmm.
And say that you were piling it up in the field or outside the barn, what would you call that? Just pile up hay out, say you...
Shocking it. Yeah, shocking hay. Well, now you can shock it, you can get you a pole and let somebody, let cat that and stand on it, you know, and go round and round and stack it around that pole. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there, cap it off. You had to put your great big bundle on top. And he'll stay there all the winter.
Oh.
All the winter. Hmm. Yes, sir. And it'll be just as good. Now, that on the top, that'll be brown. Mm-hmm. But that on the side, that'll be just as clear as that you got inside your house.
Oh, I'll be done. Did anybody ever call that a hay rick or a haystack?
Haystack.
Hay mound. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, the haystack. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you ever maybe try to make a little shed or something outside for the hay, maybe just a piece of tin or something, four sticks or four poles on a sliding roof. What would you call it?
Call a shed.
A shed. Did anybody ever call that a hay barrack?
Yeah, you could call it a hay barrack.
What about a hay rick? Ever heard that?
Hay rick? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, that's what they rake it up with. Mm-hmm. They rake it with, and then they come along, and they shall bale them. Mm-hmm. He'd come on and pick it up and bale it and number it. He'd number it.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every bale. When you hear it, it's a bell, and it's the number 2, 3, 4 up. That's how you want to go. Mm-hmm.
And say that when you don't really have any names for say a small pile of hay you just rake up in the infield, just a little pile. Is there a name for that?
No, this is I got a this small pile of hay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You said you usually kept the cows in
barn.
In the barn.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a special place to milk them, say outside the barn?
Yes, in there. They call that a cowlot.
Cowlot.
Yeah.
Anybody ever
you don't want to keep the cow with the mule. Mm-hmm. You know, now and then you can keep them that way, but you know, a heap of mules will fight, and then a heap of cows will hook. Mm-hmm. Hook the mules. You got to keep them separated. Mm-hmm. Put them in one place and mule in another.
Where would you usually keep horses on a farm?
In the pasture.
In the pasture?
Yeah.
And you keep cows there?
Pasture.
In the pasture,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a lot and a pasture?
Well, it's just this one thing about it. It'd all be about the same, but it'd be the, when you say a pasture, that means a big place. Mm-hmm. And a lot, that's a little small place. Mm-hmm.
If you ever have an indoor place, maybe for keeping horses,
yeah.
Well, what would that be?
We call it a barn.
Barn. You ever call that a stable?
Stable, mule stable,
horse
stable, or anything you want to call it.
And let's see, where'd you usually keep your pigs, your hogs?
In the pig lot. Pig lot.
Did anybody ever call that a hog pen?
Hog pen. That's right.
Or anybody ever call it a hog run?
Yeah.
Or maybe a pigsty?
Pig, yeah.
Something like that?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, say that you have some cows that give milk. You're raising cows that give milk. You'd have what kind of farm there?
Well, you had to have a different pen for them, the cow pen, they call it.
Yeah, what do you call them? The kind of cows that give milk. They're not beef cows, but...
No, that's a milk cow, they call it a brooder cow.
Anybody would call it dairy cow?
Dairy cow, yeah, that's right.
Let me ask you, you have a special place for storing potatoes or turnips or something like that?
Yeah, potato bank.
Yeah, and how's that made?
Well, you build that, you're going to take you some sticks, mm-hmm. or bowls and everything, and put them like that, mm-hmm. bigger you want it, and then get you some straw, and put around there, or else get your tita vine, mm-hmm. and put around the top. But you know what, the dirt won't pull through. And then when you get through, then you just start to pile in your dirt right at the roof of it, and just come on, and then you put it on top.